The ordinary becoming extraordinary. It happens all the time in the NFL. Think of all the objects that contributed to these moments. Seemingly regular things, like a warm jacket.
This is the cape that I received from Johnny Unitas, 1959. The blue has faded a little bit.
Or a forgotten carpet.
The rug came out of the Colt Complex in Owens Mills. That was the one thing they left behind. Well, it's preserved.
A worn leather ball.
This bank vault is the centerpiece of my business. In here rests the Immaculate Reception football.
Or a sparkling ring.
I have something more expensive on my hand than it has ever been on my hand. I don't buy expensive jewelry and things like that. I say if you're going to wear expensive jewelry, you earn it.
They began as objects from the game. But because of their story, they became much more than that. They became pieces of history.
What's going on?
Not much.
There's no reason why you can't be a dominant defensive lineman if you pick up your intensity level. I think you're a tough guy, but I don't think you play like a tough guy. I need you to play a hell of a lot better than what you're doing.
Be focused. Let's go, 75. There you go. Good.
Devin Still can tell you all about the struggle to earn an NFL jersey.
It's not hard. You gotta work to feed your family, man.
By his side from the beginning has been his daughter, Leah.
The Cincinnati Bengals select Devin Still, defensive tackle.
Just putting on my first game jersey, I remember like it was yesterday. And I remember just stepping out on the field and you get a sense of I'm really here. Like it's time to try to make my mark on the NFL. And it, like I said, it was just a dream come true.
Number 75 belonged to 9 other Bengals before Devin Still. All played a supporting role, staying out of the spotlight. Devin followed that tradition until number 75 found a new calling.
You never know when your life can change. You know, I went from living the dream of being in the NFL to my whole world being flipped upside down. The one thing that I love most in this world, my daughter, is battling for her life.
4-year-old Leah developed stage 4 cancer, and Devin was ready to move into the most important supporting role of his life.
When I found out my daughter was sick, it hit hard. Once we found out the prognosis of my daughter having 50-50 chance of surviving, because I wanted to spend as much time with her as possible, so I wasn't going to go back to football.
Devin wanted to turn in his jersey, but the Bengals had other plans for number 75.
Devin Still's number 75 jersey went on sale in early September, raising money for charity.
With the proceeds going in support of pediatric cancer research.
So far, the NFL shop has sold more than 12,000 of these.
Strong little girl. Beautiful little girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Like that.
You're getting a lot of love, and you're getting a standing ovation. Just to let you know how much people love you here. I am wearing your jersey to show my support.
To watch that jersey bring everybody together and support a cause. Money out of their own pockets and donated to hospitals. It was just a truly amazing experience. I've never seen nothing like that, especially coming out of the world of sports.
I respect the hell out of you and your daughter, man. I pray for you guys, all right?
Appreciate it.
You're a great man.
My son survived gangliomaglastoma.
Really?
Okay. Leah's strong. And
thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
In just over a month's time, number 75 became the biggest selling jersey in team history, thanks to its new purpose.
So we raised over $1.5 million. Every time she sees it, she just be like, Daddy, they're wearing your jersey, they're wearing your jersey. So to be 4 years old and actually be able to understand the change that you're making in this world, I don't know how she's able to do that, but she knows exactly the impact that she's having right now.
Great moment here. The crowd is still saluting Devin Still.
You ready to get this cancer about you? Let's do it. Fist bump.
Nearly 1 year after heartache comes hope. Leah's cancer is in remission, and awareness of childhood cancer is stronger than ever, thanks to her fight and the work of Number 75.
The legacy that I will hope for Number 75 is just that will be the reason why we find a cure for pediatric cancer.
Finding deeper meaning in ordinary objects. That's the goal of the Pieces of History Project. Whether it's a camera, a jacket, even a pair of socks.
He beat Cleveland wearing that sock right there.
And it is gone! The Denver Broncos win it in overtime.
Thank you.
Because even things that may seem plain, like fabric and thread, have a story to tell.
Thank you.